Congress is due to recess next week for the National Party conventions, as you may have heard. They won't be back at work until early September. But a new federal budget year starts October 1st, and members of Maine's delegation say that's not going to leave a lot of time to act on the appropriations bills that keep the government running. Mal Leary has more.
Senator Susan Collins, who first joined the U.S. Senate in 1997, says she has never seen Congress take such a long summer break.
I don't ever remember, in all the time I've had the privilege of serving in the Senate, a seven-week recess before, and I think that's excessive. I realize the political conventions are occurring, but still, the work of the nation has to get done.
Collins, a Republican who serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee, says the panel has done its work on the budget bills, and the full Senate could complete work rather quickly. But she says the House is another matter.
There's lots of chaos on the House side when it comes to the appropriations process. In the Senate, we've been moving them through. It's been challenging, as I know, from having managed the floor.
Democratic First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who serves on the House Appropriations Committee, acknowledges that the House has not been able to deal with the basic bills to fund government. And she points to the continuing practice of attaching unrelated issues to the budget bills over the past several sessions.
Last year we got stopped in our tracks because of a debate around whether you should have Confederate flags for sale and the gift shop of national parks.
This year the battle has been over budget amendments addressing LGBT issues and gun control. And the conflict effectively shut down consideration of budget bills before the 4th of July recess. Pingree hopes the House can get back on track prior to the planned long break this summer. But independent Senator Angus King fears that there simply won't be enough time.
I don't think it's justifiable. I'm kicking around a proposal with some friends called No Budget, No Recess. The idea, before we go, got to get a budget done.
King says there's also been talk of a no budget, no pay resolution, but he doubts its constitutionality and says it's unlikely to pass. Back on the House side, Pingree likes the idea of prohibiting a summer break unless and until the budget bills are taken care of.
You know, that's a perfectly logical step. And believe me, people would pay attention to getting their work done, and they wouldn't get sidetracked on these non-essential issues if someone said, okay, there's no summer recess. You can't go back to your district until you finish your work.
Collins supports the idea behind King's proposed initiative, and both worry that if the budget bills are not acted on, Congress will fall back on a continuing resolution to keep government operating, which King says is poor policy.
A continuing resolution only funds you at last year's levels and sort of freezes everything in. You can't do anything new. You can't make changes. It's government by automatic pilot.
Second District Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a statement said he shares the frustration that the budget process has been delayed. He says he would welcome Congress going back to work after the convention break to complete work on the budget bills. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.